First and foremost, I want to praise and thank the Lord for the blessed Sunday morning worship time to praise and thank and worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in truth and in spirit. It is nice to be back again after a year with a more of the Gideon report. Let me see. It's supposed to work. Okay. We are going to watch a small video clip of the ministry of Gideon's today around the world with your prayer and with your support. And this video is mostly from a hotel room situation, how it is changing lives through a hotel Bible. It is only a background music there, so pay attention to the Bibles in those rooms. Lord, I need you. Bibles placed in the traffic lanes of life, in the byways and highways of life. It is changing lives every day with your prayer and with your support. These Bibles are around the world in 201 countries. So shall my word be that comes out of my mouth. It shall not come back void. It will accomplish what I please, and it will prosper in the thing for which I send it. Isaiah 55, 11. When you send the word, it will accomplish the mission behind it. And that's what you have seen in those three hotel room situations. It is happening every area of life because it is life-changing word we are sending out with your prayer and with your support. Who are these Gideons? Gideons are Christian business and professional men. We are members of the local churches like this, and it is an extension missionary arm of the local churches like this. And it's a family ministry. Our wives are working with us in the ministry. The auxiliary of the Gideons, our wives, that is the single largest Christian mission ministry in the whole world, over 100,000 members, and they are doing the medical places, doctor's offices. Those are the places they focus on. And while we are on the schools and colleges and universities and other places, this ministry started in Wisconsin about 120 years ago. And it is going very strong because you are praying and you are supporting. What do we do? We do the work of the Lord, which is entrusted on the disciples, that is leading others to Christ. That's all we do. How we do that one? We place these Bibles in the hotels and motels and other places. In many places where others don't get a Bible available. And these Bibles are changing lives. And also, we go to the doctor's office and distributing these Bibles one at a time. We never will go on a mass distribution. Always personally giving a Bible to a school student or a university student or anybody out there. It is a one at a time ministry. And also, it is personal evangelism by leading others to Christ using a small Bible like this. We call it PWTs. It is a personal worker's testament. The salvation plan is on the back of this little New Testament, Psalms and Proverbs. And we nowadays say that this is a GPS. This GPS will take you to heaven through Jesus Christ. And that GPS stands for God's plan of salvation. So we are making use of the GPS, the free GPS, which is made available on the cross into the world traffic lanes. And with your prayer and with your support, it is happening around the world. And the only objective we have is winning others to Christ. And take a look at this video clip. This man, Bernie Dimet, is an Australian-based entrepreneur, and he was a businessman, very successful businessman. But he came to the verge of suicide, and he was almost taking his life. And at that point, a Bible in a hotel room encountered with him. And take a look at his testimony.
One of the things that I'm often asked to do is to come to Gideon's events and share with you how my life was changed through the Gideon Bibles that I encountered once. I'd love to be able to come to every event that I'm invited to, but sadly I can't. So what I've decided to do is just shoot this short video, because I'm really passionate about what you Gideon's folk do. And I want to share with you the huge impact that your ministry has had on my life. Bernie Dimet, I was a really successful businessman. I went to a really good school. I was the ducks of the school. I went to the Royal Military College, Duntroon. I graduated from there as an army officer. And after 10 years in the military, I then went into business with some friends of mine, and we grew an international consulting firm into a really large, successful business, which we then sold to a public company. So, you know, by any global standard, I was born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I was really blessed. I had everything. I had a great home. I had a great education. I had plenty of money. But the more of that stuff that I had, the more I wanted. My aim in life was to be as wealthy as possible and to be as successful as possible and to get as much kudos as possible. And I didn't care who got in my road. I would walk straight over the top of them to get to where I was going. I've made grown men cry. As a businessman. The The more successful I became, the more money I had, the more money I spent on myself, the bigger were my cars and my houses. But can I tell you honestly, as much as the bravado, the outward Bernie looked successful and appeared successful to everybody else, the more of that stuff that I had, the emptier I felt. In fact, things got so bad that in February 1995, I was traveling a lot. I traveled as part of my consulting work. I was staying at a hotel in Brisbane, the Grand Chancellor. And I remember it was a bright, sunny morning, and I walked out on the balcony. It was the 8th floor, room 814, and I came this close to taking my own life. I still remember looking down at the concrete driveway 8 floors below and thinking about taking my own life. Now, when I was young, I'd kind of believed in God, but you know, you grow out of that stuff, fortunately. And you Christians, by the way, you Christians seriously got up my nose. I hated you Christians because you Christians were so goody two shoes and so this and so that. And I had no time for Christians. In fact, the only Christians in my life I treated really badly because I didn't like them. I guess now I can look back on it and see what was going on spiritually. But back then, I hated Christians. So here I am on this balcony on this morning, really ready to take my life. And I can only describe it as though there were two forces pulling me, one pulling me over the balcony and one pulling me back inside. I now know who was trying to pull me over the balcony. But there was this force trying to pull me back inside. And so I went inside and I knelt down because I thought that's what you've got to do. And I said, God, I don't know if you're out there. But if you are, now would be a really good time. That's all I had. And that's all it took. The night before, I'd been reading the Gideon's Bible that was in my hotel room. I pray that one day in eternity, I'm going to meet the guy who put the Bible in the top drawer of my bedside table. And without any shadow of doubt, I can tell you that God spoke to me through that Bible. And I stand here today because that guy put that Bible in that hotel room. A lot of bad things I went through after that day. I had a lot of pain to travel through. I lost just about everything. I lost my family. I lost just about everything. But on that day began a new journey. Within a few months, I gave my life to Jesus Christ. Within a few months after that, I was at Bible college studying ministry and theology. And as a part of that, I saw this memo come around to ministry students. It was in my pigeonhole. And it said, there's a half unit elective on media. And I just knew in my heart of hearts that I had to do that. I had no idea why. I had no idea where that was leading. And so I did that half unit of media. I got involved with a ministry. The lecturer was the guy from Back to the Bible. Many of you will know that ministry in Australia. It's called Christianity Works. And he taught me the stuff. I did an internship with them. I eventually became a member of the board, the chairman of the board. And in 2004, I became the CEO of that ministry. Within a few years, the radio programs that I was producing, sitting down in a studio in Sydney, Australia, were being heard on over 1,000 stations in 160 countries. Today, every time I go into the radio studio, I am speaking the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, to 40 million people around the world every week. And that's a conservative estimate. God's amazing. You know, what you Gideons do is amazing. And I want to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing, to keep ministering.
And we are going to move forward. Today, Bernie is speaking to the world, started from a hotel Bible like this, over 1,000 radio stations in 160 countries, all started from a Bible placed in a hotel room. So shall my word be that comes out of my mouth. It shall not come back void. It will accomplish what I please, and it will prosper in the thing for which I send it. Brothers and sisters, the Bible's out there. There's a mission behind it. The Holy Spirit is working through the word of God, which is placed around. So we need to make sure that it is all over the world. And that's what we are doing together. in this ministry. We are in 201 countries around the world, and presently the Bibles are printed in 107 languages around the world. And the pray for the last 23 countries. There's only 23 more countries with 4,000 population or more to reach through the Gideon ministry. So there are some prayer cards in the back. You may pray for this ministry for the last 23 countries. That includes North Korea also and many other countries, Muslim countries. So we want your prayers for reaching the last 23 countries around the world. And that represents about 1.76 billion people. And that's a prayer card you may be able to make use of. And the ministry started in 2017. Last year, we distributed 78.2 million Bibles around the world. That's about 2.5 Bibles every second. The first, second billion Bible happened on 2015. But the first billion took 93 years to distribute. The second billion, only 14 years. It is going very strong because you are praying and you are supporting. We have a program called Gideon's Friends. You can join as a Gideon member or a Gideon friend. All the details are in the bag. And we also have a Bible app, a free Bible app, internet-based Bible app in 1,247 languages, audio and text. You can represent and talk to anybody around the world in their mother tongue using this Bible app. So this is available in the bag. Make use of it. And Lifebook, this is a resource coming from Gideon's at no cost to the local churches like this. Your students, high school and middle school students, can take this free. This is the Gospel of John, interactively written for the teenagers. And we can send it free of charge, including the freight, for our youngsters to be missionaries. And they can talk to their peers and classmates. So make use of this resource from Gideon's. And how can we help you? You can pray for the ministry. You can pray for those 201 countries around the world and 23 countries which we just talked about. And also $1.25 will make sure that a Bible like this will be in the hands of somebody around the world. A Bible like this will be $5 a copy. So $125 will reach 100 people with the eternal word of God. So you can join as a member, you can join as a friend of Gideon, and you can be involved with the Lifebook program. It is a great resource. There are many people are coming to Christ from our schools of America where there is no prayer or Bible reading. Let us put the prayer and the Bible reading back into the high schools of America using this Lifebook program. It is your prayers and your support. And moving on, we have the In Memory, the card program in recognition. There's a card rack in the back, and make use of that. And I'm going to go to mainland China. 6 years ago, the Communist Party government gave Gideon's a permission to print Bibles in the Chinese language and distribute through the CCC government authorized churches. Officially, for the last 6 years, we are, by prayer and support of churches like this, China has reached only 17 provinces. Millions and millions of Chinese Bibles are reaching the China people. But there are vast majority of the country is still closed, so pray for China. And for the word of God is living, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. You send the word and it will do its ministry because it is a ministry of power and authority. Our vision is by year 2020, we want to reach 120 million Bibles a year around the world. And I know it is a steep goal, but nothing is impossible to God. He will do it. You and I be available, He will do it through us. And thank you for your prayers. And there are some flyers out there. You might have a copy of that. More information about the Gideon Ministries right there. And, you know, scenes like this is very common in the third world countries. Recently, I was in Indonesia on a mission with Gideons. People are waiting for their first copy of the book. Not a Bible, a book. They don't even have a book available. And many of them, this will be the only copy of the book they ever received in their life because they are so poor. 95% of 176 countries are supported by this country, the United States of America, the churches of the country. So let us continue to reach the world with the eternal word of God. That's a scene from a hotel, a prison. You can see that they are hungry for the word of God. Let us make sure that it reaches out there. We go to all the jails of America, but also in the third world countries. India is the number one Gideon country in the world. That what that means is, for the last 3 years in a row, India has the largest number of Bibles distributed. Last year, we distributed over 15 million Bibles in 22 different Indian languages, all with your prayers and your support. India is Far Eastern country, and I want to bring a testimony from India. This lady received a Gideon Bible. She's a Muslim lady, and see what the Word of God, the Bible, has done in her life.
I'm going to invite you all to my church in the city of Hyderabad, where we have a guest speaker, and she is a Muslim convert by the name Safia Mirza. Now remember, this is not a Gideon Sunday in my church. She is sharing a Bible message. Let's hear what she speaks in the middle of a message.
"1978, I didn't know all these beautiful truths that are written in the Bible. But God did a big miracle on me, and I was like confused. I had lost my confidence. I thought something was happening. Well, I went to the Catholic charismatic priest who was ministering to us and sharing the gospel with us when we were sitting at a retreat, 3 days retreat in St. Anne's High School, where I was teaching at that time. And I went to him and I asked him about all that was happening. Well, he looked at me and he said, 'I think God has plans for your life.' I said, 'What plans?' He said, 'How should I know?' 'You will have to ask God yourself.' I said, 'How can I ask God myself? I mean, am I the honorable prophet Moses or somebody that God will speak to me?' I said, 'How will God speak to me and reveal his plans?' So he picked up his Bible and he said, 'This is a talking book. God talks to us through this book. You go home, you take a Bible, you ask God what plans he has for your life, and God will reveal it to you through this word.' So I went home. I was crying. I thought I was going berserk. Well, I went home, and I want to thank God for Gideon's International. 9 years before this happened, the Gideon's people had come and given us all in St. Anne's High School, all the staff, a copy of the Bible free. Well, that was sitting in my shelf for 9 years. I had not even opened it, but it came to good use now. So I did my ritual purifications. Then I brought out that beautiful prayer mat that was given to me as a gift by one of my relatives for my wedding. And I spread that prayer mat out, and this time I had another book on my prayer mat. It was the Gideon's Bible."
Well, Safia accepted the Lord within 2 days when she commenced reading the Gideon's New Testament. And today, she has a church in the city of Hyderabad, right opposite the mosque, and she's a renowned speaker who brings the love of Jesus to the Muslim community, not just in India, but around the world.
Send the word and save not only one life, many lives through that one life came to Christ. 9 years that Bible stayed in her cabinet or someplace, not even open. But when the Holy Spirit ministered to her, that Muslim lady came to Christ, and she is standing for the Lord, strong and leading many to Christ. That is one of the many stories, testimonies we are getting from around the world. So I want to say thank you to the congregation now, and thank you, Pastor, for this opportunity. And I'm concluding the Gideon report here, and I'm going to move on to the sermon portion very briefly. And thank you also for the offering which you are going to take. And you might have received a little bookmark like this, and this is what I'll be talking about very briefly, though. This is a homework. At the end of my talk here, you will know what that homework is. So if you didn't receive one of these bookmarks, get one when you are leaving the service. Last year, on March 5th, I was here, and we talked about Great Commission, personal witnessing, and evangelism. That's what briefly we touched on. When Jesus sent his disciples, he said, "All authority has been given to me on heaven and earth. So therefore, go and make disciples of all nations." That is the Great Commission. So Christians, if you are a Christian, we are sent with a ministry and mission of power and authority, and we are supposed to go to the traffic lanes of life and lead others to Christ. That is why we are called the ambassadors for Christ. So we briefly talked about that last year, and evangelism along with that one. And today, and also we talked about divine appointments. Let me tell you very fast what divine appointment is. When we want to go and share Christ with somebody, always pray for divine appointments. Divine appointments is exactly like when you want to see a dentist, you make a call and say you got an appointment to see your dentist Monday morning at 10 o'clock. Well, Monday morning at 9 o'clock, you have some free time. Suppose you go to that same office, same doctor, same hygienist, same nurse, but they are not ready for you because your appointment is at 10 o'clock. It is exactly the same way. When you pray for divine appointments, the Holy Spirit takes an appointment with others. And when they come on your way, you share Christ with. You give a copy of the Bible, and the Holy Spirit will minister to them. So if you are not praying for divine appointments, ambassadors of Christ, please start praying for divine appointments. Last year, when I was here with my wife shared Christ with one of your persons who is attending this church. And she gave her life to Christ that day in your on the back part of this sanctuary. Brothers and sisters, you are supposed to share what you are enjoying in the Lord. That is called a personal evangelism. Let us pray for divine appointments and go and reach the world with the love of Christ. And that's what we Gideons are doing. And in Gideon ministry, there are 7 spiritual objectives. In 2008, I was given an opportunity to become the chaplain of the Wisconsin chapter of Gideon Ministry. And I said, "Lord, what am I going to do?" Because I don't have a Bible school education. I don't have any qualification. But I was praying and keep on praying. Then I heard a voice, not an audible voice, but I felt it in my spirit. "Are you available?" I said, "Lord, I am available. But I'm not able." But then I also heard the voice, not audibly, but in my heart. I'm not looking for your ability because you don't have any. Are you available? If you are available for the Lord, He is going to use it. His Holy Spirit, who is in us, will come upon us, and He will make use of our witnessing so that others can be led to Christ. And that's what we are doing. And the seven spiritual objectives, in 2008, I started reading that, understanding that, and I started practicing that. Let me tell you from my experience. It totally changed my Christian life. When I was 8 years old, back in the old country, India, I gave my life to Christ. That's the day I was born again, when I was 8 years old. But nothing much happened in my life until I was 21 years. You know what happened between 8 years and 21 years? I never read the Bible. I was born spiritually. I was a spiritual child, but there was no growth. You have to have spiritual nourishment to grow spiritually. So I started reading the Bible. God started talking to me through this talking book. And that is where the spiritual life started growing. So the seven spiritual objectives really came and started working in me when you start practicing. So that is what is mentioned in that bookmark. We are going to go through that one very fast, like bullet points. And your homework is go through that. There are Bible references also. And learn that one. If you make use of it and meditate on it and practice on it, I will tell you, based on what the Lord has done in my life, it is going to change your Christian life to a growing, victorious Christian life. So let us see what are those seven spiritual objectives. The first one, as a Christian, we are supposed to be, or we should be, men and women of the book. That means men and women of the eternal word of God. And the second one, men and women of faith. And the third one, men and women of prayer. And men and women of separated walk. And men and women of compassionate heart. And the sixth one is men and women who witness. And the seventh one is men and women who give. We are going to go through those 7 points very fast. Let us look at what is men and women of the book. The eternal word of God, which is given to us today, this is eternal. It is inspired. It is infallible, it is inerrant, it is written by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit through many others. It is given to us in a very handy form. If we make use of it, it will work in our life also, and it will change our life for a victorious Christian life. So those who started the Christian life by being born again, this is the way, the spiritual nourishment, and we should be men and women of the book. And let's read a verse. Psalm 119:105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Brothers and sisters, we are in a dark world. We need the lamp and the light for our path every day, our life. So it is coming from, the light is coming from here. Jesus is the light, but this will guide you and me through the darkness of this world in our daily Christian life. And let's read another verse. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. In a daily life, in a fallen world we are living, our life is all surrounded by sin. And we will have all the chances and possibilities to sin. But in order to live a pure life, we may do sin here and there, but our Almighty God and His Son Jesus is mediating for us. But you have to have the Word of God hidden in your heart, memorized in your heart. That will come at the time of a specific situation. In all the situations of our life, this will guide us through. So we should be men and women of the book. And the next one is men and women of faith. Ephesians 2:8, it reads, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, It is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. 2 days ago, I was with a gentleman. He was giving me a ride from an automobile repair shop. So I was talking to him, and he's from Zion, Illinois. So I asked him a question. Where would you spend your eternity if you die today? He said, I think I'm going to be in heaven. I said, how did you know? I am the best person you can think of. You know, in my office, man, you should see some people. I am much better than all those people, and I'm working on it. So I asked him, in a 1 to 10 scale, your work, where are you in respect to heaven? So if you die today with your good works, where would you be? He said, well, I'll be at 75, 76, 77%. I will go to heaven. I said, is that where you want to be? Or you want to be at 100%? Oh, I want to be at 100%. So I shared Christ with him using this step-by-step salvation plan, the GPS. Let me tell you, for the glory of God, at the end of that conversation, this man gave his life to Christ, and he never been to a church. He's looking for a church. This happened 3 days ago. You go there, your work will never take you to heaven, but it is by faith through Christ. You all know that, but let us share that message with the world. So, men and women of faith, men and women of prayer, men and women of prayer. Let's take a look at what the prayer is. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. You know, there is an internet Bible called YouVersion Bible. You might know. Last week, it was over 360 million downloads. So they tracked last year the most highlighted words around 350 million readers around the world. You know, this is the words, the most highlighted words. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Did you see that one underlined verse? With thanksgiving. Anytime when you pray, it should be with thanksgiving. In my early prayer life, I was always been praying, Lord, I want this. Lord, I want my children to be like this. Lord, my job is this. I want this. I want that. A grocery list of items. But never been thankfulness. My heart was always complaining. My heart was filled with many other things, but my lips said, I want this, I want this, I want this. Let me tell you from my experience, brothers and sisters. With thanksgiving, from a thankful heart, whatever your heart is filled with, it overflows. So let the thankfulness, there's no space for complaints, murmuring. So, with thanksgiving, if you bring your prayer and supplication, you will receive an answer to your prayer. That may not be your answer, it is God's answer. And you know how you will know that you have received an answer to your prayer? Verse 7, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. When you receive an answer to your prayer, when your prayer is submitted with thanksgiving, you are filled with the heavenly peace. No matter what the answer is, let it be the will of God happen in your life. So, all the prayers with thanksgiving. So, let us be men and women of prayer. And the next one, men and women of separated walk. John 8:12, again Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. We were in darkness. We were sinners. We were without Christ. We had a different life in the past. But when we came to Christ and invited Jesus into our life, when we are born again, we have a separated life. That doesn't mean that we are out of this world, but we have a separated life walking in the light of the Word of God and following Christ. So we should be men and women who walk with a separated walk. Let us see the next one. Men and women of compassionate heart. When he means Jesus, saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without shepherd. Brothers, we were like that. Sisters, we were like that. We were sheep without shepherd, but we came to the Lord Jesus Christ. We have Jesus as our shepherd. He is leading us. He had compassion on you and me. Let us not stop that compassion within us and selfish Christians. Let us show the compassion by showing the love of Christ to the world as ambassadors for Christ. So let us be men and women of compassionate heart. Men and women who witness, that is the next one. Acts 1:8 reads, when the Holy Spirit, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit come upon you, and you shall receive power, and you will be witnesses for me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, unto the ends of the earth. Just take a look at it. My witnesses. It's a noun. It's not a verb. It's a noun. You and I, your life and my life out there and everywhere is a witness for Christ. Well, we can also witness to others, but our life should be a witness. So we should be men and women who witness to the world. And that is our ministry. That is what we are called for. Let me say one other word. You can see that when the Holy Spirit come upon you, when you received or accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit is in you. But when the same Holy Spirit come upon you, you shall receive power. And that is where the ministry is happening. The witnessing. The Holy Spirit is given to us primarily for witnessing. To be out there with the power of the Holy Spirit. So you and I are the men and women who witness. Let us do that in the power of the Holy Spirit, in the traffic lanes of life, in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Jerusalem is your community. Judea is surrounding area, and to the ends of the earth. We are called to be men and women who witness. And the last one is men and women who give. For God so loved the world that he gave. See, heaven, Almighty Father, his only Son was given to you and me for the mankind. He gave everything what heaven had. Then what should we do? By receiving Christ, we should be giving ourselves, not our time alone, our talents, our treasures, everything. We belong to him. So God is looking for you and me to give ourselves for Christ. One more verse, 2 Corinthians 8:5. But they gave themselves first to the Lord and then by the will of God to us. It is our life today. Jesus died for your sins and my sins, and we became heirs of the eternal kingdom. Let us follow him and give our life, everything what we have. So let us be men and women who give. Don't think about money only by giving. We have to give ourselves to the Lord for his glory and for his honor. So 7 spiritual objectives, spiritual goals. If you follow those and if you started practicing that, you will have a victorious Christian life, growing daily, taking the spiritual nourishment. Brothers and sisters, I urge you, I come to you, beg you, make use of the heaven's resources which is in our hand. So make use of this little book tag or bookmark with all those things. So daily you can look at it, by heart it, learn it, go through the Bible verses, meditate on it, digest it into your Christian life, in your spiritual life. That will take you through the darkness of this world. We are the light of the world. Let us be men and women of the book, men and women of faith, men and women of prayer, men and women of separated walk, men and women of compassionate heart, men and women who witness, men and women who give. God gave his only son. Let us give ourselves to the Lord, and let us be his faithful servants in the days to come. You don't know, I don't know how many days are left. Let us make use of the time and reach the world with the eternal word of God. Let me tell you one more thing before I close. Whatever you see around us today, it will be all gone in a short while. But when we get to heaven, there will be two things which you see today will be there. One is the eternal word of God. This will be there. And you and I will be there. So let us invest in eternity. So the investment tip today is invest in eternity. Invest in the word of God, which is eternal. When you get to heaven, if you invest today in the book, there will be great rewards waiting for you there. And also let us invest in the souls who are lost and perishing into the eternal hell. Let us reach them with the word of God, and Holy Spirit will take over from there on and change lives, because the Holy Spirit convicts a sinner of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Let us make use of these spiritual objectives and have a victorious, growing Christian life in the days to come. May God bless you all. That's